It's on.
I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for June 3rd, 2013 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey? Mr. Milner?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome all of you to our City Council chambers. There are still agendas on the two side, I see some agendas on that side table. If you're here to address City Council on a particular issue, please let me know by raising your hand, and I will recognize you at the appropriate time. At this time, I invite you all to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Capalini.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This gets us to additions to the agenda, and we do have a few this evening. We have some residents here from the Balfour Road area who, they have a spokesman that would like to speak. I will add them after the Pine Tree Village issue, so they will be 6A on our agenda. Also, at your council seats this evening, you had a copy of zoning application ZA1-2013 for 5441 Main Street. I will add that on the agenda as 12. Excuse me, I should have said that first. Agenda item 12, ZA1-2013. You should have had it at your council seats this evening. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to add a report on a committee of the whole meeting and a committee referral at that time.
All right, we do have a committee of the whole meeting reported, agenda item 10A, and I will have a report then, and you can take the action recommended in your committee of the whole meeting at that time. Other items for the agenda. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have a report of the Economic Development and Community Relations Committee meeting related to revisions to the city's website.
We'll make that 10B. Any other items from members of City Council? Hearing none. Mr. Sanford?
No,
Mr. Schroyer? Chief Rotis?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Or Mr. Mull?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Seconded.
I believe it was moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving to agenda item 4, approval of our meeting minutes from May 20th, 2013. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the May 20th, 2013 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
It's been moved and seconded that our meeting minutes from our last meeting on May 20th, 2013 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes stand approved. This time I'm going to walk out to the house. We have a distinguished guest or guests of the City of Sylvania. We have the mayor of our sister city, Pat Sobeski. Please welcome our mayor. I'd like to recognize and introduce Ron Frazier. He is a member of their city council and is very influential in their sister city committee. And is their retired police chief. He's been in Sylvania for more than 10 years on a regular basis. So welcome, folks. This time I'd like to introduce the town crier to give an official welcome and crowd.
Gentlemen, fellow citizens.
made your community a main part of our sister city for 19 years. We have cherished this sister city relationship with each passing year. Whereas the city of Sylvania, Sylvania Township, along with its citizens, went forward to strengthen our ties with the city of Woodstock, Ontario. As the official town crier, it is my honor to present to the city council our distinguished guest, His Worship Castle-Lizzi, Mayor of Woodstock, Ontario. City Councilor, Mr. Ron Fraser, who is a retired police chief. May God protect the Constitution of the United States of America, and God save the Queen.
Mayor Zabeski and Mr. Fraser have driven down from Woodstock this morning with the intention of coming here to give us an update on the city of Woodstock and to talk about the future of our sister city relationship. With that, I yield the floor to Mayor Zabeski.
Well, thank you for the very warm welcome. It's indeed a pleasure to be here this evening. This meeting started when the sister cities met in Port Huron probably 2.5 months ago. Councillor Fraser and I, before that meeting, had been talking about what's the governance like? How does this city council operate different than our city council? So that was one of the motivations, and we mentioned it to His Worship, and he had indicated, well, we'd love to have you come down and you could watch, but we'd also like it if you could come down and reinforce the sister city relationship.
Actually, Mayor, I'm not referred to as Your Worship here. There may be other challenges, but it's the Honorable Mayor on best terms.
It's a learning experience. it's an opportunity to learn about the different governance. I did attend the University of Minnesota at Duluth for 1 year, and I did well in American Civics, the course, and I remember the professor was very impressed with my A and asked me, was I from the Duluth? I said, no. From the Twin Cities? No. What part of the state? I'm not from Minnesota. Where are you from? I said, Ontario, Canada. And this Professor Von Blois, 80 years old, he bangs the desk and looks up and he says, it bothers me so much that when you Canadians come down here, you know more about American civics than our own students do. But unfortunately, we know a lot about American civics, maybe not enough about Canadian civics. But I am pleased to be here. Twofold, one to talk a little bit about the city of Woodstock. Very quickly, it's amazing the number of things that we have in common. The one basic principle that is different is you have, your revenue comes from a payroll tax, which doesn't exist in Ontario. So when a new industry comes to town, your motivation is the payroll tax. For us, it's the property assessment. And so therefore, an average house in Woodstock, the average tax bill might be $3,200, because that's our main source of revenue. A company like Cisco that's coming, that's creating 400 new jobs, probably an average of $45,000, so you can do the math of the payroll tax. Through the tax system, we will collect about $1.5 million a year from the assessment. So it's that philosophical difference as to why we want industry to come to town, why you want jobs to come to town. But other than that, it's a amazing in my mind the number of issues that are common. And what I handed out is what we call the WOW magazine. It's issued pretty much every month. And it talks about the issues. And so on the front cover is talking about the city's loss of ash trees due to the Emerald Boar. It's now hit Woodstock. And in here is an article about pretty much how we had to clear cut part of our parks because of that particular issue. So when you look at this, there are just so many issues that are common. We, you know, a year and a half ago, Woodstock City Council dealt with RV vehicles being parked in parking lots, in garages, in backyards. I said to Councilor Fraser, I said, we've come all this way to listen to something we heard 18 months ago. There's no change that way. And then your observation, you're talking about the, I think you call it CRAs. Well, in Canada, we call it Community Improvement Plan. But in essence, it's the same type of program. So it's fun to come down here because we talk about the same sort of issues, but from the principles are the same, but we're not encumbered by knowing what our my municipal act says or what your state legislature says. So that's important. The other thing, too, is I've handed out, these are things that our Economic Development Department hands out. Some of you, there are different ones handed out. But we certainly had a good year. City of Woodstock, we're blessed that Toyota has one of the automotive plants is located in our riding. I just came back from a trip to Japan where in Woodstock we have 9 automotive plants that are owned by Japanese investment. And within a 30-mile radius, there's some 17 automotive plants. So certainly ours is a very automotive industry, and it was an opportunity to go over and say thank you, and we appreciate your business. But it's just an example of what we do for economic development. For us, it's getting the large industries to come to town. Where here, your economic development department is more focused on the small retail and building that up. So those are about the two minor differences. But again, I find it beneficial to come down here. I want to show just a video that our economic development department has put together. And we'll watch the video, and then I'm going to turn it over to Councillor Fraser to talk about Sister City. But I want to say this about Sister City. I've been on City Council for 7 years as a councillor and for 2.5 years as mayor. And when I sat on council, when the talk of a Sister City came and the police chief and fire chief and mayor were getting together, I just said, what a waste of time. Why even bother? What's the point? And I became mayor, so okay, I'll go down, I'll do the good thing. Well, it turns out that the Sister City relationship has real value. I've enjoyed the meetings, the talks, the commonality that we have, the problems that we have, the issues they have, the challenges, and the benefits that have happened. So I have found the Sister City relationship very enriching. So call me a convert, because I have been. I've been converted to the benefits of it. I didn't realize it, and every time I come down, I look forward now to coming here. Judy and I, we're now coming down to the festival in October. We like to come down on the Friday night. This year we're going to come down earlier on the Friday so we can go to a high school football game. I hope to come back in July, the end of July, when the Buffalo Bisons, the Blue Jays AAA farm team, are playing Toledo. And I hope to come back for that. And so Sylvania has become part of my regular agenda. On all of these on the back is a map. And in the map it shows where Woodstock is, and of course, in the bottom corner of the map it shows Toledo. And so I've asked my staff, can you find a map that instead of showing Detroit, Fort Huron, and Toledo, can you find one that says Sylvania in the bottom corner? So we're working on that, so I don't know if we'll be able to produce that. But anyways, this is a video. It's one that we use to promote the city of Woodstock. It's short, it's quick, but it gives you a sense of the energy that's in Woodstock. We're 2 hours from, 2.25 hours from Windsor. We're 2 hours from the Buffalo border. We're 75 minutes to the Toronto airport, so we're kind of at a crossroads, a triangle. So we're well located, and this video talks about our new theme called At the Crossroads. So enjoy the video, but again, thank you very much for the opportunity to say a few words.
rules. There are 21 full secondary institutions.
Within 9 minutes of other North Americas.
Non industrial and agricultural real estate.
We're seeing an epidemic.
Research base. And skilled workforce. Offering competitive municipal tax rates and more than reasonable real estate.
And fostering a culture we know for. Fostering and supporting.
Innovation and commerce.
This is where it all happens now. In the place where things come together.
Where agriculture. Which is ideal for the economy.
The change the way things were done before.
And the way things will be done from now on. We're not a visible history across America.
We are a place to innovate.
A place to work. A place to grow.
A place to play. And we will conceive of it here. We will build it here. Our sister, Woodstock Sister City Committee, started meeting with Greg about a year ago, or 2 years ago. Our second meeting of recent was April 28th, and to try and rejuvenate the committees and bring it forward. Our committee put together a presentation for our council, and I just want to quickly go through this for you, and I won't take too much time. If we can get it to go. There we go. Security alert. There we go. So this was just a quick, this one here? This one, okay. It was a quick reminder to our council, the rest of our council, about what this was about. And to me, one of the big things about it was to promote the international goodwill and community involvement through sharing information, forums, and friendly competition. And if this will play, we actually coerced your mayor into providing us with a video message. Will that? I'm not seeing anything. Technology is not my forte.
Did they know there was video?
Yeah, that's okay. This got unloaded on you very late. But anyways, his worship provided a message that we played at our council meeting for the rest of council, and it was very impactful. And these screens just go through about when they started and what has developed. And certainly in the last 10 years, I think I've only missed 1 year coming down for your fall festival. And certainly we have people and members of your community and your sister city come up, and the police department and fire department come up to our Santa Claus parade in November, which is a night parade. And if you've never seen a Christmas night parade, come on up. It's wonderful. And we're continuing to work on this. And there's the message. That was the wrong one. I don't know if that will play, not like it. It was a quick message of greetings from your mayor and your council to ours, electronically. And so last year, in 2012, we developed as a year of rebuilding, and we met in Port Huron, and we wanted to sit jointly and develop some plans for the future. And so we had some good meetings and developed some great ideas. And we took a few pictures. And we want to focus some more on, and so we also come up with this idea, which was the coloring book, which we had, actually there was a graphic artist student that was on a summer job with our EMS, and we gave her the task, and with Laura, and Michael, and John, we came up with pictures from both communities, and they turned it into a coloring book. And then we had them printed. And I think I brought about 2,400, around 2,400 down last October. And we handed them out at Fall Festival, and which was a lot of fun. And they're being distributed in our community to children. Crayons when we come up with the extra money for buying those. And there's some pictures. And the big guy in the green shirt, that's me. The little one in the green shirt, that's my youngest daughter, who is 10 years old now, and she's come down on every trip with me in October. Her first trip, she was only about 8 months old. And she was a little green miss this morning when I was leaving and coming here without her. And the green t-shirt we wore, because it says on it, not that Woodstock.
Yeah. Oh, cute.
And this is some more pictures from your period. So what we're doing is, you know, and again, some pictures from our Christmas parade. It was a little colder. The weather was good this past year. I don't think we really froze. And it was coffee in the cups. So, and certainly, there's been a lot of interactions between the emergency service societies of both communities. And the motorcycle cop on the right of that picture is actually our current police chief. So this was the end of our slide, but if what we did is we met again this past April, and we developed. Could you just bring up the other one in the last slide? And we find it such a great relationship, and that's why when the mayor and I were talking earlier this year about your community and the similarities. And then we want to find out more about your governance model and how things operate. And so that's...
Is that the one?
Can't tell from there. I don't want to take that too much time. You go right to the bottom. Down further? That's the same one. That's okay, don't worry about it. But anyway, we developed some more, the joint meeting this year, we developed some more goals. And I had dropped him into phys ed two presentations. I took out some of them, but this breaks in the bottom. Nope, that was the same one. Not to worry. But we developed some goals and objectives and some missions, and what we want to do is continue to enhance our relationships and the networking. We have exchanges with the old-time baseball teams, the Woodstock Athletics, and the
Great Black Swamp Frogs.
Great Black Swamp Frogs. There is a group of golfers that go back and forth every year, I believe.
Highland Meadows Golf Club and some golf club in Woodstock.
Craigowan.
There you go.
Craigowan. And there's other exchanges taking place, and we're working on developing more of those ideas. And then, in fact, I'm the incoming president of the Woodstock Rotary Club, and now I've been in contact with the Rotary Club here and the incoming president, and we're starting to work with some. And one of the things, our largest Rotary fundraiser is a Dragon Boat Festival in August. And I believe, through some interaction, some of your Rotary members may be coming up to our Dragon Boat Festival. There's a lot of similarities, and the only thing we've really found differences, other than some differences in languages and processes, is the tax base. But I think I encourage you, if you've never come to our community, come on up, it isn't that far to drive. You'll enjoy it, especially Christmas break, and let us entertain you, let our council entertain you, and show you our community, because we want to give you a sample of it. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. We appreciate your efforts to drive all the way down here, and you're going back tonight. We hope you can stay a little while with us, but I understand when you need to leave. I just want to say a few words how much the sister city relationship has meant to me over the years. I was on council when Mayor Sini and Mayor Margaret Munnock established the relationship, and with the ball team, I travel to Woodstock every year on Canada Day, and I see what's going on up there. I've been to the Santa Claus Parade many times, and it broadens your horizon to really go across the border and see what's going on in Canada. As one of you said earlier, you did, Pat, that Canadians know a lot about the United States because they see our media on the television all the time. But the reverse is not true. Most of us do not know about Canada, but I do now, and I have friends in Canada. And my world is larger because of it. And I encourage City Council, and I encourage the Sister City Commission to redouble their efforts and accept Mayor Pat Sebesky and Ron Fraser's offer to grow this Sister City relationship. I think it's important for our communities. They are a very successful community in Ontario. We are honored that they are still our sister city, and we want to take advantage of this opportunity. So thank you for coming down and talking to us and encouraging us today, both of you gentlemen. Thank you. Going to move the agenda ahead, so hopefully we can get down and have a little time after the council meeting with our guests. We'll move on to agenda item 6. You have in your council packets ordinance 45-2013 to approve plan development application 2-2012 for Pine Tree Village. At the last meeting, Mr. Aller, I asked you to check the drainage on this and make any recommendations as necessary to clean it out or to do maintenance on it with the current developer. I assume you've taken those actions?
We have eight policies, I believe. I think the eight policies are on their side of the territory. We can take those down. We are going to take them down to some only, so that will help to stabilize the site. And we can back up there some phone goes out. But they will, as part of the agreement, along with the other approximately 15 conditions that we had developed that had to be taken down. There will be some trimming done as well, but not full-scale trimming. And I don't think it's in the budget for full-scale trimming that. Otherwise, then all of a sudden, major full individual trimming, and I think that would cost more than 15.
Mr. Hayden, the administration now recommends approval of this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of ordinance number 45-2013. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only, approving the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission relative to plan development application number PD-2-2012 of the Port Lawrence Title and Trust Company, waiving the second, third readings, and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 45-2013 be read by title only and the second and third reading be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage ordinance number 45-2013.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 45-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 45-2013 is approved. Added agenda item 6A, we have several residents in council chambers tonight that would like to talk about their neighborhood in Balfour Road area. Would you like to come forward to the podium, give us your name and address, and then please make your remarks? We welcome you here.
Good evening. My name is Linda Costell, and I live at 5831 Balfour Road. Myself and the neighbors, some of the neighbors are here tonight to discuss the residence of Mrs. Angie B. at 5755 Balfour Road. Mrs. B.'s house and the yard are disgusting. Balfour Road residents have been attempting to get this situation corrected for years. We are not without sympathy for Mrs. B. and her children, but we don't understand what gives her license to keep her home and property in a manner that creates an eyesore for the rest of the neighborhood. It is an embarrassment. By the look of the outside of that house, we don't believe it's fit for human habitation. Birds and bats fly in and out of the house because there is no siding on the second story. There has been an unused construction trailer in the backyard for years, and there are vehicles that do not run and do not have valid license plates in the driveway. We realize that Balfour Road is an older, less affluent part of the city, but shouldn't the rules still be upheld? We are all proud of our homes, and we keep them up accordingly. Why are we forced to live near such an unkempt property? Why can't the rules be enforced? We respectfully request your help on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Aller, I don't know if you have any comments about the current zoning enforcement efforts between you and Mr. Oberle that you can make at this time.
There are some known conditions at the residence that Mrs. Costell, I apologize if I mispronounce your name. There are some known situations we are looking into, not looking into them, we are trying to resolve them. It's a difficult situation. There are situations that should not be addressed here. But we are trying to work through them, we're trying to resolve them, and we'll pursue other avenues to see if we can make better progress, if you will, at the site.
It's difficult to know how hard to push on an issue like this, but you now have our attention. But we will still try to work with the owner in a appropriate manner and correct the situation. Your time coming here tonight is not wasted time. You've now informed council and me of the ongoing situation, and we will reinforce the efforts of our zoning and service departments. If someone else would like to speak, you need to come up to the podium and give us your name and address.
Good evening. My name is Mary Fair. I live at 5727 Balfour. And Mr. Mayor, I've written to you several times regarding the lack of our zoning committee. We need to take action on disruptive, poor conditions of several of the residents on Balfour Road, not just Ms. Angie B., even though that one is an exceptional eyesore. We meet with a lackadaisical attitude from the zoning committee. I have talked to Mr. Oberle on several different occasions, and his replies are either I haven't cut my yard, or how high is it, I should go out and get a yardstick and measure it. That is insulting only to me, as well as the city of Sylvania. I believe we need a moratorium on rental properties on our street. We have way too many rentals, way too many Section 8s, people who do not care to mow their grass, get rid of their leaves, do their eaves troughs, they can sit on their porch, they don't work, they have dogs that run loose, we don't have a leash law, or if we do, they don't abide by it. We have the dogs running in each other's yards and making a mess without them carrying a bag. They just don't care about the upkeep of the neighborhood. And it bothers all of us that live there, who try hard, who have jobs and work, but we also take care of our properties. We have a neighbor that is at 5716 Balfour Road. She has been there for 2 years now. She hardly ever cuts her grass. I've seen snakes and mice come out of the back of her yard into the elderly lady's yard next door. And this lady is 85. She keeps her yard up even if she has to pay someone. Why should someone like that have to do that where somebody else gets off? Again, when Mr. Overly is called, he does nothing about it. I'm very upset with the zoning committee. I think they do absolutely nothing for our side of Sylvania. I pay taxes just like everyone else in the city, and I expect results whenever I call. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mary Fair. You got our attention. We will give Mr. Overly better direction and get these issues resolved. Anyone else like to speak? If not, thank you for your attendance this evening. I will stay in contact with you through Mr. Aller, and we will try to take action. Again, it is takes time, and these people are on the other side. One comment that you made is a moratorium on rental properties. I don't think we have the legal status to be able to do that. All we can do is try to enforce the zoning and property condition code, and that's what we'll pursue to do. Mr. Milner.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question of Ms. Costell. Can you repeat that address, a number again, please, for the property you spoke to?
Absolutely. It is 5755.
5755. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, if I may.
Mr. Lukey.
Yeah, I had a chance to chat with Ms. Costell on Friday and went over to the neighborhood and spent a little time there. I just want you to know that I did have a little conversation with Mr. Aller before the meeting, and he has, and we have several thoughts about how we might be able to address the property of 5755. I didn't know about the other violations. I appreciate the fact that you brought them to our attention, but I think, Mr. Mayor, we might have some ways to pull some community resources together to work with that property owner.
We would appreciate all the help you can send our way. Mr. Brown.
Being on the board of Sylvania Family Services, I'm also going to give the name and address to Family Services to see what kind of services they can provide to help make the home more inhabitable. If what I'm reading here is true, look into it. So I will be bringing this up with Family Services also, see what they can do to help.
Good idea. Thank you, Mr. Brown. All right, I'd like to move ahead in the agenda if we can at this point. Thank you all for your comments. You're welcome to stay for the whole meeting, but you're not obligated to stay, whatever your choice is. Moving on to agenda item 7, the service director has a proposal on here for construction services by GGL Consulting Engineers. Mr. Adler.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. GGL Consulting Engineers were the design firm for the Erie Street Bridge replacement project. That project, as you know, we awarded the construction contract a few meetings ago, and we'll begin construction July 25th. Prior to that, there are some advanced work that needs to be done, shop drawings for the bridge structure and things of that nature. During construction, there are typically questions or situations that arise that need to be addressed by an engineer engineering firm, and our request here is to have EGL Consulting Engineers be that firm, and we would recommend approval of the construction and engineering services contract to EGL Consulting Engineers, a not to exceed amount of $3,200.
Okay. Mr. Milner, this is in your committee. If you approve with this, we recommend approval of ordinance 47-2013.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 47-2013. All members of council previously receiving copies are read by title only. Accepting the proposal of DGL Consulting Engineers, LLC, for professional construction engineering services for the Erie Street Bridge number 122 replacement project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $3,800, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 47-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 47-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 47-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 47-2013 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 8. At the last meeting, or in recent meetings, the community reinvestment areas were referred back to the administration for reconsideration of the new boundary areas and for the new rules. The administration is back to you with some recommendations for your referral to committee or action, whatever you choose to do. We have ordinances tonight, but first I'm going to invite Mr. Moan to give us a quick synopsis of what he's brought back.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, as council is aware, and one of our exhibits to the packet that's been handed out tonight indicates that we have 8 existing CRA districts that are pre-1994 and one newer than that. And these ordinances address changes to actually 4 CRA districts, which is one more than we have been talking about in the recent past. What we have done is defined better geographical territories for these districts that the administrative staff would recommend. We have met with some members of council, gotten some feedback. We are not comfortable at this point that all council is supportive of the exact dimensions of these districts, and so we would be requesting that this matter refer to the committee of the whole to gauge the acceptance of the districts that we have proposed. The one I would comment about, CRA number 8 is a known CRA. Our recommendation is to combine it with existing CRA number 1 and expand its territory to a degree. That's been discussed at great length in the past. CRA district number 3, what we have done is expanded that geographical territory to include some properties along Faroon Road. The new one is CRA number 6. Which is an extension of our industrial zone, and then having it come down to include a section of Monroe Street. The reasons all 3 of these ordinances are being proposed for these districts first is that there is significant interest by property owners to upgrade and improve and make changes to those particular areas of our city. For that reason, these are the ones that we are asking be moved forward first. By simple mathematics, of the 8 that are available, these are 3 that we're bringing forth at this time. We think we have laid out these geographical areas such that future changes to other districts could be incorporated to include other areas of our community. The actual terms of the CRA districts are the same as we've talked in the past. They are all identical in as far as years and qualifications for the years that are being upgraded and expanded. So at this time, I could take questions, but The purpose of this is to finalize what the city administration's recommendation is and get it to a committee of the whole for their review and comment.
Tim, would this allow us to expand CRA 1 at a future date?
No. What it would do is would allow for...
I thought we were allowed two amendments.
Oh, we are allowed two...
CRA number 1.
Yes.
Not CRA number...
CRA number 2, if you look at the...
Or,
if you take a look, the yellow, if you, the top sheet that we have here with all the CRA districts, the yellow CRA number 2 is untouched.
We're not changing the boundaries of CRA number 1.
Well, you're correct. What we're doing is really, in this case, we would be abolishing CRA number 1 by including it into the geographical territories of 8.
Couldn't we accomplish the same thing and reserve a right to expand CRA number 1 by just changing the terms and not leaving it separate, standalone?
One of the things that, you know, when we get two bites at the apple, we get, unfortunately, the Department of Development from the state counts two changes in the same bite as being it. We only get, and I'm not sure I'm answering your question.
But no, you're not.
Because the question is, of course, obviously we can change the number of years and the geographical territory. That's two bites. What you're saying is change the terms to one.
Leave it alone, and then we can change the geography of it at a later time.
The problem with that for number one is that number one district includes a portion of our SoMa district.
So? I'm not following you.
Well, that's the reason why we want to change at least that term.
No, I understand changing the term. Why couldn't we change the terms of CRA 1, leave it as a standalone, and reserve the right to expand the geographical scope of CRA number 1 at a later time?
Well, you could
okay,
do that.
Okay, good. Maybe we can talk about that in the committee.
We could. We also have that available with CRA number 2 is right next to it. But we could do that.
We're not proposing any changes to 2.
Correct.
That one's reserved for future changes.
But I do understand you.
Yeah, it looks like we're not doing anything to CRA 1 except changing the terms.
Actually, in this particular legislation, what we're doing is abolishing a number 1 and adding it to CRA number 8. We could also do it the same way.
Is there a reason for that?
Well, other than the fact that that's they're abutting geographical territories, and both of CRA number 1 and CRA number 8 intrude into our SoMa redevelopment territory, and I wanted to have that entire territory changed as far as its terms. We probably could do it your way as well.
But wouldn't that preserve for us from some flexibility?
It could.
I guess what's obvious here is we've included these proposals provide limited expansion of residential areas.
Correct.
And I assume that's, and we can talk about
that. And that would be a topic of discussion for them.
About why that is. And I think about this homes on Balfour, which is heard about.
Right.
And the opportunity that that a CRA would provide to somebody who wanted to redevelop that part of our community down the road. But, all right. So, conceptually, what I'm talking about is possible.
Yes.
We could leave CRA number 1. Even if we were to use these boundaries that you're now talking about, we could leave CRA number 1, the boundaries unchanged, change the terms, and accomplish the same thing.
We would only change one of the terms, which would be the
length.
The length. If in fact, they would still have that extra bite left, that's a possibility.
Mr. Moan, CRA 1 was not, we didn't have to expand to include the entire SoMa district. It remains exactly as the footprint was.
What we have done is added CRA number 1 to the territory of CRA number 8.
There's no changes to CRA 1, it's just an add.
What we're going to be doing is abolishing it. That was the proposal.
I understand that.
What Mr. Hainem is talking about is conceptually possible. Whether or not we need to or not, that's something we could talk about at the next meeting.
It's a good idea, Mr. Freeman. We'll look into that.
Yeah.
This is Westfall. The recommendation is refer this to a committee of the whole meeting.
It's all three of these ordinances? Second.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to refer these CRA changes to a committee of the whole meeting. Let's talk about a time for that before we pass the motion. Administration's proposing 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, June 17th. To do that, it's probably at 6:30 or so that evening if that meets with council's approval.
I'm sorry, when did you want to do that? I was...
6:30 on June 17th.
Okay.
Yes. It's been moved and seconded, therefore, to refer the CRA changes to the committee of the whole meeting on Monday, June 17th at 6:30 p.m. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and these are referred. Moving on to agenda item 9, we have a liquor permit transfer.
I'm not thinking. Is an hour enough for that discussion? We've had two meetings, and I apologize.
Yes, sir.
I'm messing around with the computer instead of thinking about this. But we had two meetings, two discussions on this, and I really wonder if an hour is enough. I would think another half hour would be a good... All we'd lose is sitting around for a half hour smiling at each other at the end.
Or you could just let it slide into the 7:30 council meeting and keep going until you're done. Okay.
To do it at 6:30? Okay.
And just keep your meeting going as long as you need to complete business. No problem with that. All right, I'd like to move ahead to agenda item 9, which is this D1 liquor permit transfer from Jenna LLC to the new Patty Jack's restaurant downtown. Chief, do you have a report on this issue?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is your basic notice from the request to transfer liquor from the restaurant formerly known as Jenna's to the Patty Jack's, which is located at 5629 Main Street. As we always do, we have conducted a background check on all the parties stated on the transfer permit. Having found no problems with that, police department has no objections to the transfer of this. And it would be my recommendation to council to not request a hearing at this time.
Thank you. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that no hearing be requested to transfer the liquor permit from Jenna's to Patty Jack's at 5629 Main Street.
Second.
Moved and seconded not to repose the local hearing from the Ohio Division of Liquor Control. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Turning to the second page of our agenda, committee reports, we do have two that are on here. One is listed, a report of the committee of the whole meeting held at 7:30 p.m. Is there any boat and RV storage? Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We had a committee meeting this evening for the discussion of accessory buildings and uses, and all members of council were present, as well as much of the administration, and we did have a pretty full audience. And the recommendations that came out included many things that most importantly at this point, we would like to have further discussion and work on this particular legislation in the committee of the zoning committee. We do feel like additional input from Mr. Bona on a few things as well, specifically a discussion for guidance on some type of a possible permitting, perhaps a certificate of appropriateness or something like that. We did ask for clarification of corner lots, rear lots, and maybe a look at lot size and how that might impact the zoning. So that's the recommendation from the committee.
All right, there is a recommendation to refer this issue back to the Zoning and Annexation Committee. Is there a motion to that? Mr. Hanum? Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Do you want to try to set a committee meeting at this time, Mr. Needham?
Yes. Paper's faster. Would you like to do this before our next council meeting?
Yeah, except the topic that town, or the council, it's like
Okay. Well, I'm going to be sailing this week, so I'm not going to be leaving Thursday morning, so I'm not going to be. Okay, so we're looking at the, how about later in the week of the 17th? Tomorrow morning. Would you rather do an afternoon? I can do the afternoon. Is the clock okay on the issue? So I suggest we have a meeting on the 18th at 8 a.m. and we meet here in council.
We'll have the clerk post that meeting time. All right, moving on to added agenda item 10B, a report concerning the city's website. Mr. Lupke.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We had we met as a committee on May 24th and had two items. The second one was the discussion about a new design for the city flag, and that was sent to committee before we found several dozen more flags in a box. So we decided that we didn't need to address the flag issue, except to say that it comes time to do a redesign of the flag, but perhaps the city holds a contest to come up with the design. More immediate and maybe more significant was review of the final two proposals to revise the city's website. Council has heard me say this several times. Their website is a bit out of date and totally incompatible with mobile devices, which are now accounting for about 40% of all web searches. So pretty clearly a need to update and revise the website. Mr. Tanzi gave us his analysis and recommendations about the two vendors that we heard proposals from, the Hart Company and RP. Mike's here, he can provide some background, but let me maybe give an overview first, Mike, if that's okay with you. We felt that both firms had the right capabilities, but the Hart firm came in at a price that was about $30,000 to $40,000 more than RP. RP did ask about the number of pages and recommended some cost savings by consolidating some of our pages, and they felt that they could provide what we're looking for with 200 pages, and asked for a contingency of 10% if we exceeded that 200. RP also provided a more standardized template, as I understand it, so that we would have a little bit more ease of making web design available to other of our community partners, such as the Historical Village. We had some questions and answers from the committee. We had some input from Mr. Sanford. We also talked about funding, and Mr. Tanzi made us aware of the fact that the city will be getting savings of about $10,000 this year out of the current budget by discontinuing the final issues of the Country Journal. We thought that this would help modify the cost of the first part of the project. Mr. Tanzi also made us aware of the fact that there will be about a $750,000 savings, $7,500 savings from don't you wish, Mike, $7,500 savings in 2014 from our new telecommunications contract, which would offset a portion of the cost in a second year. So with that said, and I'll let Mike speak to it if there are questions, but with that said, there were two motions.
One was a recommendation to hire RP for a not-to-exceed number of $72,000 a year, $72,000 plus a 10% contingency if we go over 200 pages. And then a second motion to make, to look at this as a potential two-year investment on the part of the city. A first year, not to exceed $30,000 in the year 2013 for planning, web development, and creative. The idea would be that about $10,000 of that would be offset by the savings from the Country Journal. And then in the second year, which would need to be budgeted, we'd need to work with Mr. Schroyer on, is a amount not to exceed $45,000 with some savings from the that would include the savings from the telecommunications project. So this is a two-year project. It's a total of about $75,000. Is that Mike, right, Mike? We feel that it's necessary. We feel that it gets us past the first year with some initial startup work that doesn't provide a significant burden on the budget this year. And then we would just need to work with Mr. Schroyer next year to find a way to pay for the second phase. The vendor tells us that they can start the project this year, just transition into the second phase next year without much of a hiccup. I need to say that there was a bit of a issue that came up at the end of last week regarding our bid process. I'm comfortable that we bid this out properly. We notified it. We had a number of companies that were initial bidders, and we went, I think, through a public process that was totally transparent. But one of our other council members, Mr. Brown, was at a meeting last week that involved the Chamber of Commerce, as I understand it. And a company who is located in Sylvania Township raised the question that he was not aware of the bid process and thought that he should be included in the process. I think subsequent to that, Mr. Brown informed me and Mr. Tansey about this, and Mr. Tansey spent some time talking with this individual on Friday. Is that right? And I think we're going to give him an opportunity to come in and present his expertise for other projects, and I think he's comfortable that perhaps this was not a project that is appropriate for him. Did I state that correctly, Mike? Kind of.
No, I mean, we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, okay. Now, is he here tonight? Okay, because I think he had an interest at some point in coming in and talking with council, but apparently we've worked through the fact that we want to keep him as a potential vendor for the future, and apparently that was sufficient. Yes.
Mike, what kind of references do you have on this RP company?
Yes, they used to be known as Roman Penshaw, and they've been in business for a number of years. One of their big people used to be with our what I talked to the PR, Roman Penshaw, as well as that.
And the fact that Hart, didn't Hart design this the first go around, does that cause any problems if the initial designer was a competitor?
No. These firms are used to doing, you know, going out there at the same work and get it done. Hart would have no problem transferring information to us or transferring to RP as hard as it is.
How will we implement this? Do we need to amend our budget? A contract?
What I would prepared to, I think the committee's intent, if council agrees tonight, would be to direct the administration to draw up a contract that we'd have to vote on next time.
We have legislation to approve that contract. That will include the authorization to spend the dollars out of the budget. That's the way to go about it. If council is willing to proceed with this or has enough interest to proceed, we'll prepare the legislation and get the contract on paper and bring it back to the next council.
And presumably, part of that would be having Mr. Schroyer look at the funding and tell us where the dollars will be coming from. Is that correct?
That'd be very interesting. Okay.
I don't need Mr.
Okay.
Schroyer to tell us that. It's going to come out of the capital improvement fund. Okay. We are ahead on our income tax collections this year. We are still running a deficit budget. But, you know, if this is important to council, we can't afford to do it. There's no doubt about it. I appreciate you spreading it out over two fiscal years.
I think that was the premise going in, so.
Well, I think it's the right thing. I'm not opposed to it at all.
Yeah, I would look at this as an economic development tool, too. It seems to me that it's a critical thing that the city needs. And
more and more people have mobile-based.
That was one of the key points in the RFP. It's city's been running since someone just put down towns and those streets. Moving that town center on our website is most important. That's why the firms that we looked at mostly were PR firms. Beck did web house, you know, web development as well.
I would recommend your motion, Mr. Lukey.
Right. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that to direct the administration to create legislation allowing us to hire RP for the development of modifications to the city's website in the amount of not to exceed $72,000 plus a 10% contingency if the size of the site extends past 200 pages. We further would recommend that be a two-year process in the first year for an amount not to exceed $30,000 for planning, web development, and creative, and in the second year, $45,000, is that right, Mike, for completion of the site.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to have that legislation prepared. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll be back to you with that proposal at the next council meeting. Are there any more committee reports to be made at this time?
Must be my night tonight, I don't know. But in the future, when we have a request for quote, especially when it's the size of dollars that this is, you know, I don't know what the specifications are that I want to put in here. I think we need to advertise in the paper to eliminate any semblance of that we didn't do something properly, even though we did do it properly on this. I think it's important that we advertise in the paper so when companies come back and find out by accident, we'd have something to say, hey, we advertised on it. It's your responsibility, not our responsibility, to contact you. So I think that's very important.
Thank you. Agenda item 11 is committee referrals. I know of no further referrals to be made at this time. We do have added agenda item 12, which is zoning application 1-2013. This is for a property on North Main Street at 5441. It's for referral only to the Planning Commission. We're hoping to get this referral done tonight so we can go to the Plan Commission a week from Wednesday night rather than wait until July's meeting. Mr. Moore, you have any comments about this?
No.
Again, we just got this in the office this afternoon, but because the Planning Commission is a once-a-month meeting, I would recommend that this be referred to the Planning Commission for their review and comment.
Do we know this was coming? Or?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mr. Mayor, I would move that we refer application number ZA-1-2013 to the Planning Commission for their review and comment.
Moved and seconded to review application number ZA-1-2013 to the Planning Commission for their review and comment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. That brings us to the end of our agenda for this evening. We entertain a motion for adjournment.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, June 17th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending, particularly our representatives from our sister city of Woodstock, Ontario.